The assistant, county organiser and publicity officer for the National Garden Scheme for East and Mid Sussex, who raise money for charity now.
Ah.
And he's going to name some of the gardens which will be open for our area in September. We're getting near to the end of the season, Jeff. It's gone so quickly.
You're telling me it's gone very, very quick. And from my point of view, the older you get, the quicker it goes. It's very depressing.
Yeah, well, you've cheered me right up, Jeff. I'm glad we got you on. But, I mean, we actually can reconvene fairly early because there are some people who open their gardens as early as Feb, aren't there?
There are indeed, yeah. The crocuses, the snowdrops, the other gardens. Yeah, there's quite a few of them in this part of the world as well. Well worth going along to see. They raise a lot of money as well because from a gardening perspective, there's not many open at that time of year, so people like to get out and about.
Yeah. Well, last weekend we had a big bonanza on the show as we were, well, some team members were out and about at Titsy Place in Oxted, which was having its fourth NGS day of the year. Huge big day there, raising lots of money with all the profits going to the NGS. And they were open from 9 until 5 yesterday and had lots and lots of people. Yeah. Double than expected numbers.
I know, this year's been really good. I mean, as far as our county, East Sussex, is concerned, we're well ahead of budget this year, so it looks like being a bonus year.
Good, good. Right, into September we go, and you have a little selection for us.
I have indeed. Well, this is, as you indicated, it's almost the penultimate garden review for 2017. As always, all the gardens I'm going to mention allow children in free and serve delicious homemade tea and cakes. Let's look first then at a couple in Surrey. The first is Woodbury Cottage in Colley Lane, Reigate. This is a cottage garden of just under a quarter of an acre. It's on a slope and grows a colourful diversity of plants. A particular feature of the garden, though, is the use of groups of pots containing unusual and interesting plants. It'll open for 3 dates next month, Saturday the 2nd, Sunday the 3rd, as well as Wednesday the 6th of September, from 1 to 5, with admission £4. Next up is Dunsborough Park in Ripley. It opens on Saturday the 16th of September from 12 to 4 with entry £7. Here visitors will see 6 acres of walled gardens, a boxed hedge parterre along with different garden rooms containing lush herbaceous borders with a stand of wisterias, a 70-foot ginkgo hedge, among other things. And particularly enjoy the dahlias there next month as well. Now over in North East Hampshire, where listeners can visit 2 gardens, both opening on the 3rd of September. The first is the Down House in Itchen Abbas. This is a 3-acre garden laid out in rooms overlooking the Itchen Valley. A garden of structure, pleached hornbeams, a rope-lined fountain garden, yew-lined avenues. Also, go along to the Vine to Wine Talks, which went well last year. They take place between 2 and 4 and includes a state wine tasting. And the garden is open from 2 to 5.30 with admission £5. The second offering in Hampshire is Leon Orchard in Kingsmead, north of Wickham. This is a 1.5-acre garden designed and constructed by the current owners. Visitors can see an exceptional range of rare, unusual and architectural plants, including the National Collection of Eucalyptus, along with dramatic foliage plants from around the world. Bananas, tree ferns, cannas, gingers and palms dominate at this time of year. It's also open on Sunday the 3rd of September from 2 till 6, and entry is £5. And also a bonus is there's an extra-large big plant sale of exotic and rare plants this day as well. Over now in Sussex, there's Jacaranda in Chalk Road, Ifold. This is a quarter of an acre garden created from a bare plot by the current owners. The curving borders contain perennials, roses, climbers, bulbs, and many interesting trees and shrubs. An old walnut tree provides a shady home for a hosta theatre. It's a delightfully tranquil plant lover's garden and will open on Sunday the 3rd from 2 to 5 with admission £4. Next up is Shalford House in Square Drive, Kingsley Green. This is a highly regarded 10-acre garden designed and created from scratch over the last 24 years. It's a beautiful hilly setting with streams, ponds, waterfalls, sunken garden and very good lake borders and a walled kitchen garden. There's also an additional 30-acre arboretum with beech, ponds and specimen trees. It's also open on the 3rd of September from 2 to 5.30 with entry £5. Over now in my neck of the woods in East Sussex lies South Grange in Quickbourne Lane, Northiam. This is a Hardy Plant Society members' garden for all year round interest, combining grasses, herbaceous perennials and a lovely aster collection. Also shrubs, trees, raised beds, wildlife pond and a vegetable plot. Home propagated plants for sale here too, and it's open on Saturday the 23rd and Sunday the 24th of September from 11 to 5 with admission £4. Then there's Fairlife Hall in Martineau Lane, Hastings, a recently restored stunning garden where the formal gardens extend over 9 acres and surround the Victorian Gothic mansion. It features semi-tropical woodland avenues, a huge contemporary walled garden with amphitheatre and 210-metre perennial borders with far-reaching views across Rye Bay. They too have a plant fair this weekend as well, and it's open on Saturday the 16th and Sunday the 17th of September from 10 to 4 with entry £8. Just quickly to close, but not for the National Garden Scheme, my own garden, Driftwood, here in Seaford, is open today as part of the Artway Festival, and we've got a wonderful range of 16 artists work for sale in the garden, fabulous tea and cake, all from 11 to 5 today and next weekend, Saturday and Sunday, which will be the final openings of my garden for 2017. So there we have it, Joe, my selection for September. Let's hope Ian's right with the weather later in the month and your listeners enjoy their visits.
I hope so.
As usual, more information can be found at www.ngs.org.uk or by calling 01483 211 535 Monday to Friday, and I look forward to catching up with you for the last time this year next month.
Very good. All right, Jeff, all the best to you and yours, and we will speak in a month's time.
Thank you very much indeed. Bye, Jane.
Bye.
Thanks, bye.
Jeff Stonebanks there from the NGS. Now,